was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. An hour away from the Doug Hopkins price guarantee game. We'll do another one today. And today, I'm going to test your knowledge of Bot. We gave you a little taste Monday. You get to go check out Ingo's and then check out yesterday's Viet Shack receipts. Today, Bot. We're going, Bot is the money we're using today for the receipt. By the way, I'm not alone with this. Litter Tourette's. Got an email. It says, one time, John, I have litter Tourette's. I chucked this big blob of trash right out on the side of the road, and it started my litter Tourette's. I've never looked back. Signed, Toledo's dad. Well, I don't. That doesn't count when you're just letting that up. Yeah. This one says, is litter Tourette's when you forget you've dumped something and just leave it? Signed, Brett.
No. It's,
I don't know about, my Tourette's. My litter, what? What's litter mean? Anyway. This one says, if there's a pedo burglar in our house, not only are we using violence, but it's going to be a family beatdown. And if the wife doesn't get a few elbows in there, she's out too.
That's damn true. Right. Yeah. I like that guy.
I see you standing by while I'm whipping pedo burglar. Get him, honey. No, I want to see some sharp elbows coming from your side too. Everybody's in on the pedo. Yeah, I don't understand the people that get on that thing, that next door, and start to combat, you know. What about, there was a thing, Dave Portnoy, who was just in town. He gives, Megan's telling me about this. He gives money to cops and stuff when there's a shooting, like a police shooting. He's very active with the police, and he gives money to the charities, like it would be the Phoenix 100 Club here in town. But there was an incident where police officers were shot in the line of duty, and he gave money. And the first comment, what about all the people the cops shoot? Do you ever give them money? No. I mean, no. Most of the time, the word is most of the time, a cop shoots somebody because they deserve it. Most of the time.
And maybe because before they even got shot, like he gave money out to a lot of restaurants during pandemic. So someone that had a business that he'd given money to.
He drives me nuts for some reason. I think it's just the Boston thing. But, yeah, he does some nice stuff. And I love him for what he's doing with the dogs. I watched an episode of Body Cam yesterday, or at least a little segment of it, where it was a cop here in Scottsdale who, you know, it's amazing how often cops don't shoot you. He pulls this truck over on Scottsdale Road. It was June of 2021. I remember it because I was in Los Angeles for the Suns and Clippers series. I was like, oh, I remember that because Kevin Ray and I were hanging out. And that was fun. That was the day we met the albino black guy and the world champion wrestler belt guy. It was a weird night.
At the bar, hotel bar, lobby.
It was the weirdest night ever. And the pimp. I also had a conversation with the pimp and his ladies. Yeah, that pimp wanted to kill me. Anyway. And you could see it in his eyes. I was told by somebody, you need to stop talking to him. And he looked at me and he goes, you got any money? I'm like, what? If you ain't got no money, we're done here. And I'm like, oh, my God, he may be a pimp. And everyone else but me knew. I was just having a chat with some people sitting at the table next to us. Anywho, that'll teach you to be more like Brady. What was I going on about? I forgot. Now. Oh, yeah, the cop got, he pulls over this white truck and he's on a motorcycle. And when he pulls over, he's there. He starts to, and the truck just slams on, goes in reverse and slams on the gas and just runs over him. The dude is off the bike. You can see his gun on his chest cam. And he pulls, I just started shooting immediately. He waits, didn't shoot the guy. I'm like, wow, his bike's out. They end up catching him. Nobody gets shot. This guy needed to get shot like 8 times. So I'm all about, you know, helping out. When cops get shot in the line of duty, most of the time, cops shoot somebody for good reason. Again, most of the time. But we can't even have a moment where a cop gets shot where somebody's like, where the hell the people cops shoot? You know, I get to the point in my life where I'm like, if you don't like cops, don't use them. Cops are like Fritos. If you don't want them, don't buy them. If you're going to bitch about them all the time, don't have them in your house. That's basically it. If you're going to cry and whine about the police, now there are incidents that you can cry and whine about. But it doesn't, you know, make it so the whole thing's bad. Just don't call them. Get them off your speed dial. Handle it yourself. See how well that goes. Handle it yourself. Pedal burglar pops into your house. Cops are bad. They shoot everybody. Okay, well, then you handle pedal burglar and, you know, let him wander off out of your yard and don't call the police. It's stupid. And when Dave Portnoy hands out money to the police, be nice. That's a nice thing to do. What do you give your money to?
Well, every money. Government's ruined everything. Society is...
Oh, you're a dick is what you are. Shut up. Who gave you a computer keyboard? Something yesterday we read about was the twins. The email from the boyfriend who wandered in on his girlfriend's twin teenagers engaged in sex. Punched the boy in the head. The girl was totally into it. She was there. It wasn't a rape or anything. And he sends us the email saying, this is what I've done. 8 months have passed. The whole group's gone through therapy. The kid's moving back in. They're going to integrate the family again. And just wanted to let us know. God knows why. So we read this story yesterday. Everybody has their comments. Everybody's, you know, the best part of waking up is, you know, the Folgers thing, the commercial, all of it.
Line after line.
I got several emails. I didn't know we had this many gay listeners. We're basically KDKB Jr. Whoa. A lot of gay guys emailing me. Led by our king of the gays, Nathan, who started it. And then it was corroborated by several other gay emails that in the world of gay porn, twins having sex is a pretty big deal. They like it.
It's like stuck in the dryer stuff?
Okay, think about that. Stuck in the dryer is not relatives. You and your brother.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Just saying,
it's brothers.
It to brothers. The demand.
Brothers having sex is on the gay porn. Twins. Identical twins. And I even emailed back. Like, you're talking about, like, guys, they dress one up to look like the other. He goes, oh, no, no, no. We're talking about twins. So as disgusted as I've always been about the whole Coors Light twins thing, because I never understood why that was sexy to anyone. Those are sisters. Evidently, and you can do the research at home if you'd want. I'm going to leave this one out in the ether. That's a big deal for the gays. They like twin sex.
I'm off this planet.
I didn't vote for him in 2000, but I wasn't against him. I'm not a big fan of the Inconvenient Truth. I thought it was a moneymaker, but Al Gore ruined everything when he invented this internet and gave everybody their fetish in the palm of their hands. I know, Brett, for all the good it's done for us normal folk, it sure has launched the lunatics into a new stratosphere of society that they used to hide. That was the good thing about lunatics. The good ones used to kind of keep it quiet. They'd hide. Now they can talk to other people and feel normal. Like there's like 500 or 600 guys who do the same weird thing and they all communicate. And then they get together and act like they're a group of normals. They're not. The loopies used to kind of keep it to themselves.
Do we have to talk to the key masters? Are there still 7 key masters of the internet?
I wish. I know, the Matrix thing?
Yeah.
You know what I think we need is, you know, you remember the beaded curtain at Video Paradise?
Oh, yeah.
You felt terrible going in there. The boxes of porn coming out of Video Paradise's back room were the size of, like, Hyundais. They were big. Like, they weren't the normal movie rentals. So if you were standing in line at Video Paradise, and it was a big store.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Tons of movies. And all the other DVDs, and well, actually VHS at the time, were in normal-sized boxes. You went in and even dabbled with the porn. It came out
the size of, like, a
refrigerator box.
A Coke case.
It was huge. Bigger
case
than that. It was thicker.
24 can case.
For some reason, it was the size of
like a phone book.
Like a phone book.
I mean it was
exactly
thick,
right.
Too, yeah.
It
no
was
pun intended.
A phone book. It was huge. And you would have to stand in normal line with your phone book movie. There was great shame in that. Like, I'm going to go home and jerk off. And all of you now know it. Now, we all knew I was probably going to do that anyway, but now I'm making a statement with this.
So you had your
Manhattan phone book.
Phone book, gummy bears, and
Yeah, some tissues, some tissues, some juji fruits. Yeah, I just like to. I like juji the noise. Fruits. I like the noise juji fruits makes in my mouth when I'm doing it. It reminds me that there's a possibility someone could be in the room with me.
And the clerk's, oh, you've changed it up today. Going Mike and Ike's. Okay.
That's the worst part is that when you put the book down on the counter, and then the guy behind the counter goes, hey, John. Ah, yeah, how are you there, Mike? Hey, you're going for the sequel. I like the first one, huh? I heard the sequel's not as good.
That Edward Penis Hands, that's pretty good.
But the point being, there used to be some sort of gatekeeper from the normal society to that room with the beaded curtain. And just a regular old, you know, what was that, on Alma School and Elliott? Just a regular, or Warner?
Warner.
Yeah,
Warner,
yeah. Just a normal video room, and then you'd walk by that. What's back there? The lighting was different. They made you feel...
They're already putting guilt on you.
Yes, you were up to something different.
And those beads were loud when you walked through them.
Oh.
Welcome, customer number 3.
Damn it. They made you feel like you weren't doing kosher social stuff. The internet changed all that. The internet made it so it's like no one needs to know. And now we're all doing it. But then it went from, okay, I see that we've all done the porn thing. Let's stop making it taboo. But there's still that beaded curtain. There's still that thing that you're like taking it one step further than the rest of us. A normal society will do the Pornhub.
Yeah.
The abnormal folk go in and find twins. BS on each other. Like there's no tomorrow. And then go, that's normal because I talked to 40 other guys on Reddit who do the same thing. No! You should feel alone in the world when you do that. You should question yourself while you're wiping your stomach off or gator rolling onto your sheets. You should think to yourself, am I the only one doing this? It has to be others, but you can't find them. It should be harder to find weirdos on the internet doing weirdo stuff. Beaded curtain. The beaded curtain is missing from the internet. We need one desperately.
What would happen to society if it was just closed down for a month?
The internet?
Yep.
Oh, I'd kill you. Like, first and foremost. I'd blame you. You had something to do with this. Why did you? I just know you've always wanted this stuff. Yeah, it would be like losing water. People would lose their
minds. I wonder how bad.
People would lose their Well, first off, business would stop. We'd all be out of money in like 8 minutes. It would be over. It'd be over. Shut down porn or make everything on the internet PG. Like they figured out a way to shut it all down.
How dare you watch your mouth.
Right. I agree. You'd have an uprising. But if you shut down.
I'm saying if you take a certain element, like if you're saying you take away the
pornography.
Right, no social, no.
Oh, no talking.
Pornography. You could use it for like if you had a cell phone or your computer records would still be there. Bank, businesses conduct all that.
Only used for business, not for communication. And not for, but there's the beaded curtain that you can't sit and chat with another dude who likes identical twins having gay sex. You feel normal because of the comments section. If there's more than like 30 people in there, you're like, oh, this is, I'm not the only one. So you're in a group now. And groups make people feel like they're not outcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And there's conventions for furries, for Christ's sake. That used to be something people did kind of quietly. Now they're taking up convention centers and hotels in different cities in America all over the place just hanging out together. We don't wonder. We got to they'll end up, and poor like Marriott has to welcome them. I'd like to welcome the furry convention today. Reminder, boys, the police are nearby at all times, so let's keep it on the grounds. The beaded curtain. Brett knows it. I don't know if you've ever done the beaded curtain.
Oh, yeah.
You never went back there, did you?
No.
No? See,
it was like, but I've been in. I went to an adult store.
Sure,
that had the videos and stuff, and it still has that.
Those were creepy.
But an adult store is different because it's like everybody in there is in there for that reason,
right?
You know, over here you got this one renting Shrek, and you're going through the beaded curtains and stuff.
That's so why Video Paradise was such a It was a social spotlight to say here's the normal spot, and if you're interested,
freaks over here,
you can go in there where we only have one light bulb. In a dimly lit room that I think used to be a refrigerator, like one of those fridge box things for beer kegs.
And it was like Mission Impossible. You're like scaling the halls and looking both ways before you walk through that beaded curtain.
Is anyone else in there?
Yeah.
Is there an employee in there? Yeah. And there was a guy behind the counter, make sure he didn't try to steal the phone book size thing. And then you try to act like you were in there for the laughs. This guy's, look what he's doing. He's got it in his own mouth. And then you'd look at one of them and go, I want that one.
Well, you didn't rewind the last one. That's $395.
Yeah, $395. Also, that was the other. And that's how you know, like, when hotels used to do it, too. It's completely discreet. Movie rentals are discreet. And then you go to pay your bill, and it's like, okay, you had two movie rentals for $29.95. I'm like, yeah, those are the only ones that cost $30 were the porns. Yeah. And now it's on my
Anal Intruders 3. Oh, great. Thanks.
We don't put the titles on your $30 movie rental. We know what you did, though. Which one did you pick? Best Friends and Twins. Oh, yes, that too. The Danny DeVito one? No. The other twins. The $30 twins. Oh, that's right, because the Danny DeVito one was $1.99. You chose the $30 film. It's horrible. There needs to be the pointing a finger and going, that guy's not normal. It's not necessarily bad, but it's not normal. Video Paradise used to do that. Used to be a gatekeeper for normalcy when you drift off into the beaded room. Zorba's, the adult thing.
You were expecting that.
50-50. Yeah, weirdos in there to jerk off and other people in there to giggle. That little tiny porn room at Video Paradise, you could try to giggle, but it was a dungeon. I kind of miss how funny it was. No one ever went in there with confidence.
No.
Swung that thing open, you hear everybody inside, Norm! It was just, you just didn't have, everybody slunk in.
It was like being at the urinal in a ball game. Yeah. You don't look at each other, you're just looking straight ahead. And
it was a room of people recognizing they're being perverts.
Yep.
And they're frowned upon by the rest of normal society out there renting some sort of a, you know, Diane Lane movie.
You think Richard Gere and Diane Lane is a good one tonight?
Into those beaded
pervert!
No, I didn't read anything. I was just looking.
Worse!
The dude with Robocock 2 is,
I can't. Somebody grab the other end of this thing. It's so heavy.
Yeah, Robocock is a big movie.
Can I go next? My arms are giving out. They used to tag you with, all right, you want to be the weirdo. It's gonna show. And we need to do that again. But man, oh man, when those gays started emailing me yesterday, don't frown on the twin thing so much. It's a big thing. And but okay. And the one guy was emailing me. He's like, it's the only bad thing about that letter is the age. And I'm like, no. It isn't. I know they're young teens and stuff. But that's not the bad thing. It's incest is bad.
You struck a chord here.
Uh-oh.
Tell Netanyahu knows to stop with the shutting the internet stuff down for a month. I don't want to go back to spanking from magazines.
Don't blame my Junos for that.
It's on him.
That was Mother Teresa over here. Jews ain't shutting down the internet. That's pure Catholic stuff. We talked about what alcohol does to you. The only kind of alcohol that makes kids attractive is usually, that grape juice they give you at church. That's tended to make everyone a pedophile. So they're the ones that want to shut it all down. It's too tempting for them. We're the ones cashing in. As usual. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, I just, the normalcy thing is weird. And then, I don't know if you saw the Brady and I talked a little bit about it before, the Katie Couric.
Brian Gumbel.
Katie Couric went on Bill Maher's podcast 30 years after she worked with Brian Gumbel.
So did she get high?
I don't know.
Don't they
question.
Smoke
you
a lot?
A lot. He does the whole time. I don't think you have to go on it, but she might have. I don't know. But she goes and starts talking about Brian Gumbel 30 years ago, making fun of her for having maternity leave, like 2 months after she got the job as the co-host of the Today Show. And Gumbel used to give her a little guff. And she goes, oh, he was a man's man. He was a guy's guy employee. But, like, she'd worked there for a month and then got knocked up and left and would go on vacations with her baby as part of maternity leave. She's like 6 months off, and the next thing you know, he's sitting there saying, where are you? And she goes, oh, we're in the Maldives. We took the baby to the Maldives. And he's like, oh, why don't you leave that baby in a field and get to work? And she, it was just such a, you know,
like
he
Brian
was.
Lemoyne.
I know. He was kidding, but, you know. It was just what such was a sexist, sexist, misogynistic environment he'd created. It was rooted in sexism. And I'm like, lady, if it didn't bother you 30 years ago enough to say anything, don't besmirch cancer-riddled Bryant Gumbel in his 80s.
I just wanted to make sure that she knew maternity leave was for pussies. And she was in my Casa de Bow Wow.
Okay. Bryant Gumbel used to hate maternity leave. Guess what? Most every man can't stand when a woman doesn't show up for work for 6 months because she can. We're jealous.
And I'm sure Gene Shalit handled it so much better.
Katie Couric's not coming in today because she's a complete feminist. Back to you, Bryant.
Makes me miss that Norville lady.
Yeah, all guys hate maternity leave. We hate it. We're jealous. We tried something called paternity leave, but other dudes won't let you have it because it's the biggest pussy move you've ever had. No dad needs to be gone for 5 months. Uh-uh. You went through nothing. A woman has actually a medical reason not to show up to work for a few weeks. 6 months is pushing it.
The baby needs me.
Well, what is it, sister? You want to work or be a mom?
I want both.
No. Pick one.
I should be able to do everything.
Well, then get to work.
Well, not now.
All right. This doesn't make sense. Dudes are like, I'm going to take some paternity leave. How long? January till just before July 4th. Well, that's two. You're stop it. Your kid doesn't need you that badly. Besides, what? When you get divorced in a couple years, that kid's not even going to see you. You're going to see you once every 14 days.
Willard Scott's going, happy 100 days to the Kirk, baby.
The 100 days young today, and Katie's still not at work. That's 3 months and 10 days of no work.
What a
bitch. Back to you, Brian.
I agree completely, Willard. Great day. Let's see how the weather is in your neck of the woods.
He's not. Look.
He's not wrong.
We're jealous about. Always right. Has been, always will be. And you're also talking to Bryant Gumbel, who was working back in the 80s when women just started getting to work and screaming about wanting to be at work. And then the first opportunity they had to get 6 months off, they changed all the rules. We don't necessarily disagree with it. We're jealous of it. We don't have that option.
You do, too. You have paternity leave.
A decent man won't do that simply to not catch the eyeballs of the other dudes. Brady had a baby. He's back like 2 days later. Good on you. You still spent plenty of time
Thursday
with the kid.
Thursday night, had Friday off, and he's back Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing. You're back Monday. I think everything went just fine.
Was, you know, worked out all right, but yeah.
But you had a right.
Yeah. Now, if there was, like you said, if there was a medical condition or something that
sure,
was going on.
That's different.
Yep.
That's an emergency. Childbirth is not an emergency. It's happening all the time. This guy says, where I work gives us 6 weeks off for the fathers. Screw you, John. I know you'd take it. I don't think I could. I don't think I could take that. I would like to. I like days off. I love days off. I don't think I could do that one. That feels like I'm scamming the system. I'm not going through anything that needs to be 6 weeks solid. I need to just take a month and a half away from the old job to make sure this baby that sleeps 18 hours a day is taken care of.
I can understand both sides. Personally, like, I get 6 weeks.
Right.
I'm going to do it. It's
but
not
why? Because you're scamming. You're saying that going, if I get it, I'm taking
well,
it.
If
I don't need it.
If everyone's doing it, then.
Right.
Hey, that's what canceled the MILF contest around
that's
here, too.
Exactly
scamming the
right.
system.
Scamming that system is the reason why we can't have nice things. Yeah, you pump out a baby. I'd feel like a little bit of, like, I want to take my 6 weeks off because I've earned them. Watching some lady blow up like a joke cigar and having some baby in the house now doesn't, you don't need me around the whole day. I'm going to get back to work. Besides that, I'd never take 6 solid weeks off. I won't even take 2 off unless it's the Christmas holiday because we can't beat Beth anyway. We start taking 2-3 weeks at a time off, the show starts to suffer. Your job starts declining. You've heard the show without us here, for God's sakes. Imagine that. Larry and Shanman filling in for six solid weeks. The station goes under. You've heard the other morning shows. What the hell? Get the Izzo and the Frank Church and the Coulier the show. We can't have that.
Frank and the Coulier show.
Can't have it. Anyway. And then the other great story of the week. Like, I love the story. You probably have it in the Brady Report, but I'm jumping it. The Ohio guy who shot the Uber driver. It's like an episode of Black Mirror. He felt like he was being scammed by people that were saying he owed them money. The Uber driver was being told by the same group of people, you got to go to that guy and get the money or we're going to hurt you. And it was just all this big ruse. The Uber driver's confused at the door going, if I don't get money from you, like, there's bad things are going to happen to me. And he's like, no, I don't have money for you. And they put these two people together. The guy shot the Uber driver. And both of them were wildly confused about what was going on. If you ever watch Black Mirror, that's the thing. Like, the computer talks one guy into thinking, you got to do this, the other guy into thinking he's got, and they pit them together. It's terrible. But the guy got charged for murder because he thought it was an elaborate scam, and he was right. He's 81 years old. His name's Bill Brock. He shot a 61-year-old Uber driver named Lolitha Hall. He said he was defending himself. She was working with someone who demanded ransom from him. Lolitha, come on, man. Can we have a minute?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Lolitha is sort of a funny name. Because it sounds like Lolita with a speech impediment. But stop it. I can't be around you. Shut up.
Sorry, go ahead.
Turn your head. Look out the window. Stand in the corner until you figure out how to be an adult.
Take a lap.
It's just Lolitha. It's not even that. Come on, there's weirder.
Tragic.
It's a tragedy. Lolitha's been shot.
That's what I'm going with, too.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Anyway, as we try to get through, he's the worst newsman in the world. Lolitha? Really? All right. I can't hang out with him. Anyway, they said that the old man that shot the lady, Lolitha, they had to cough up thousands of dollars because he had a relative in jail, and then turned into a straight-up ransom hostage call. He was super confused. The poor woman Uber driver was contacted by scammers, the same ones or an accomplice, they say. They're pulling a fast one on her as well to go to this old man's house and get the money. So she was under the impression that he had the money. He was under the impression that if he didn't, so he was all nervous. She shows up at his house. She's like, I don't know what's going on. And then they had and it's all on video. It's like,
so he had his phone recording?
She had a dash cam.
Oh, dash cam.
You can see the guy leading around the other, and he's screaming. The Lolitha is screaming for help. The cops say she tried getting in her car and fleeing, but Brock shot her and killed her. You can hear it in the thing. They arrested the old man because they're like, but now they're kind of like, all the information he's giving
was enough of a threat.
He feels
like
he's
maybe
defending himself, although if somebody's trying to get back in their car, you can't shoot him.
Yeah.
Still, he's a confused old man on the internet. And then she's a confused Uber driver thinking that, I don't know how I got wrapped up in this mess, but all I have to do is just get a drop. This is going to make for a great episode of Black Mirror, but how about that? Again, back to the internet. Don't make friends with people on the internet. Don't pal around with people on the internet. It's just assume everything's a scam. And I don't want to hear from you morons who, we met on the internet and it was awesome. Stop it. You're the outlier. Most of the time, you're going to end up with some daylight shining through a part of your body that didn't have a hole in it yesterday.
I understand farmers only works.
Yeah, no. Every now and then. No, it doesn't. And most of the time, they're getting murdered. The one or two that succeed, they're the ones that farmers only says, we've had, it's 99% failure rate on farmers only on Buzzbull and
what about J-Date?
J-Date is not. If you're Jew and you can't find
you are killing it.
If you can't find a pal over at the synagogue, you know where all the Jews are every Saturday. It's not hard to find the Jews. Go to Granada Park Watch them play softball all over Saturday. The place is crawling with them. The authentic old schoolers, too, and the curly hair and hats. Mason, yeah, the Jackie Masons.
I don't understand what's going on around here. How come you can't find a date? You want a nice Jewish girl. They're everywhere at the Jewish places.
Yeah, you just go to the bagel store, the synagogue. They're easy to find. You know, like blackdate.com. That's, how hard is that? Do like the white girls do and just go spend extra money on the front two rows of the Suns game. You'll get one. Ridiculous. Don't meet people on the internet. You're going to get killed. And don't make new friends either. Like, if you can't make friends just the old-fashioned way at work or just out being social, then stop trying to make internet buddies.
If your new friend needs money.
Right. If someone, exactly. If your old friend needs money, be skeptical of what's
red
going
flag.
On. Yes. If Brett all of a sudden came to me and goes, dude, I need a lot of money. I'm like, why? Would you? What have you done so poorly in life that this has happened? Is there an emergency? No emergency. I just got myself into some jams. Look, I need to go to this guy's house. You need to come with me, and I got to drop off some cash. No. I'm not friends with Brett anymore. Her name's Lolita. She owes me. Stop it. Yeah, exactly. Brady's exactly right. If your new friend, if your new digital pal needs a couple bucks, delete. Stop talking to them. You end up in the porch with your dash cam catching your last few minutes. I don't understand it. I made new friends on the internet. Half you guys emailing me and stuff, that's fine. Nice little buffer. Any of you start asking me for cash, I'm going to block you. I don't block anybody. I'll take all the emails that come flying in. I don't care what you say. Start asking me for cash. There's a blocking involved. Can't threaten my life. Can't ask for money. That's the Juno. Talking. J-date. Pathetic. I just can't find any Jews. Like, I can't avoid them. Like, if I go to... From my house.
Your calling cards.
Oh,
right
my God.
There.
The gravitational pull of his nose brings them to me. You too, huh? Like, no. You drive by Granada Park on a Saturday and tell me you can't J-date in that. Get involved. Put the hat on. Bring a ball glove. Their softball games are remarkable. Hey, I'm third base. I'd like to play third base. Hey, we've got a new Jew third base. Okay. And now you've got a
Who's
whole
up
new
third?
A
first base.
Yeah, a gaggle of new ones. Yeah, their routine's not as good. Hyams on first, doesn't. There's no flow. There's no flow. Oh, Gavalt, second base. Yeah, J-Day. If you can't find anybody, it's a lack of, it's laziness. I think it's just laziness.
It's the way the world works now. It's all on the internet.
Yep. And I watch a lot of crime shows. All getting killed left and right. Either getting catfished, robbed, or shot. None of it's good.
I met my wife on the internet.
And then that beast comes out with her lazy eye and, like, hair hanging out of one nostril. I'm like, yeah, good kill.
I couldn't meet anybody.
Oh, you weren't trying. You just decided to go to the Walmart of people and start pulling off the shelf of mass production instead of trying.
We met on Bumble.
Oh, yeah? How many bullet holes does she have in her? None. Well, then you're going to have a couple in you. She's winning. How did her last relationship end?
He's in jail.
Yep. Yep.
Shocking.
Yep. Exactly. Anyway. What do you got, Brett, on the big board of music?
I was too busy laughing. I didn't put
it. I know.
The
list, you haven't done it?
But
right.
I haven't put up the list yet, but I can. We'll just go through it. Wake Up Song brought to you by our buddies at Action Ride Shop. And it is now time to get those mountain bikes ready to go and hit the trails. Action Ride Shop is your place. Whether you need a new one, you need to get that old bike repaired. They got the best wrenches in town. It is actionrideshop.com, or just go visit them over at Gilbert Road in Southern. They'll take care of you. And on our list, Chevelle, self-destructor. SOD, kill yourself for the pedophile burger.
Yes.
Burglar.
Pedophile burger.
Sorry, Brady.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Brady.
I would eat it. It's veal.
I want to try it.
Yeah. Pedophile burger.
Judas Priest, turbo lover.
Tiny. It's made of veal. It's really little.
Nice to know you from Incubus for the Coyotes.
Bye, Coyotes. That's, yeah. Yeah, they're saying goodbye. Is it tonight, the last game?
Yeah, I believe so.
$550 for the cheapest ticket, so you can go cheer on the away team. I don't want to hear another word from the media at all that this is sad. You haven't paid attention to them. I'm guilty of it, too. That's why I'm being honest with myself. They're leaving because we didn't care, period. Zero. And also, their ownership was awful from start to finish.
Lionel Richie, sail on.
Yeah. Good riddance, goodbye. It's the best thing for both of us.
Ride like the wind from Christopher Cross.
You guys are going to be fine somewhere else. We'll figure it out. But this is not like, they had some psychiatrist on TV last night talking about people who are suffering great loss in the Coyotes. Like, nope, no one. No, if anything, there's maybe five people. Some folks lost their jobs. That's the worst thing that happened. Some Coyotes.
Just let the Yvonne Trapp sing them away.
Yeah.
So long, farewell, Alvita saying goodbye.
And then let them march up the big snowy hills of Utah, because goodbye. Yeah, this is not sad. Let's not act like we lost something we were trying so hard to hang on to. I've been to the Mullet Center. I've told you the truth about that. It's both embarrassing and amazing to have had hockey there. I tried to tell you for the longest time, hurry up. This isn't going to be here much longer. If you didn't get a chance to watch professional hockey in that barn over there, you missed out. Also, it should have never happened. Get them out of here. But I went to the Calgary Flames game the last time I was there, and there were no Coyote fans at all. It was all the red, white, and yellow sea. It was just Calgary fans. So everybody acting like they're going to miss the Coyotes. Nope. You're going to miss your team coming to town. Zero support. They should leave. The owners did a terrible job. Every single one of them. And now it's time to just etch-a-sketch the whole thing and start over.
There's a lot of people, I mean, that, you know, ever since the move out of the downtown.
Oh, downtown was the only time it was doing all right.
The connection there. You tell me, you know, I'm in that category as far as I didn't get over to the Mullet Center. Would I have enjoyed it? Probably amazing, but oh, well.
Are you going to keep going? No, and there's a bigger reason why. The franchise was garbage. So they wouldn't have been in the Mullet Center if they were worth a crap.
Yeah.
As a franchise, but the fact that they were garbage put them in the Mullet Center, which made it the most incredible experience in a pro sports I've been to as far as just regular season sport. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, the big mistake, though, is moving them way out to the west side because people on the east side couldn't go out there on a Wednesday night game.
Terrible idea.
Take too far.
Terrible idea. Yeah, central. The worst arena they were in was their most success. You couldn't even see half of the ice downtown, but they were doing all right down there. Yeah, a mess. So if you need a psychiatrist because the Coyotes are moving, I can't believe there's somebody out there who you involved yourself in something really. That's a scam in itself to be that down about this.
What else we got on here? Silent Lucidity for the Twins yesterday, as well as Benny Mardones on the list. Smashing Pumpkins.
Did I win Rock Wars last week?
No, I did.
Okay. I got a great topic. I'm not going to give it to
you. You may still go with it.
You know, hanging on.
Hell Yeah, Start a Riot, Deftones, Atreyu Becoming the Bull.
Is that for Caitlin Clark?
I think so.
Son of a bitch.
Snap your finger, snap your neck.
I don't know. You pick one. I can't even read yours.
For the pedophile burglar.
What's that?
Prong.
Yeah. All right, let's do that. Snap your finger, snap your neck. Because that's what those parents should have did.
It's true. I just got an email asking, am I wrong for thinking Caitlin Clark is sexy AF after seeing her in that short skirt at the draft?
Yep, you are.
You sure are.
Yep. And then he quotes Rusty from Vegas Vacation.
Get your eyes checked.
She's got the legs of a thoroughbred. Her only flaw is that her face looks like Manu Ginobili. I suppose I can brown bag it. No, you like her legs. There's plenty of pretty ladies with nice legs. You are wrong to think she is sexy AF.
Give him Dr. Schwartz's number.
Yeah. By all means. TeamIDoc.com. In fact, the special's still going if you go to Schwartz. I forgot the website. Listen to the commercial. I think it's schwartzlaser.com/Holmberg. Or just Holmberg is the thing. You get $1,000 off your LASIK, which you clearly need. Check out all the deals they have. Just go get a consultation. Those are free. And he's going to put an eye chart up. And you'll be like, DFM. All right, here's a picture of a woman. Sexy, not sexy. Sexy? Oh, my God. You're blind as a bat. That's Caitlin Clark.
Got a picture of Brittany Griner up there.
Sexy, photo. Not sexy. This way, or they'd have that thing where they flip, better like this, better like this. Sexier like this, sexier like this. And there's a picture of Selma Hayek and Brittany Griner. Sexier like this, sexier like two, B, two. Okay, that's Brittany Griner. We're going to pry your eyes out, put in new ones. We're going to get some cadaver eyes that don't see.
We can't do anything with this. I mean, it's
Diana Taurasi's face. Horrifying. Better like this. Better like that. Oh, it's less horrifying. Nope, you're prying your eyes out. Those have. We're going to amputate. Yes, Rusty. Or George, you are wrong for thinking that. Is she good at basketball? Yes. But let's draw the line right there. Let's do prong. Snap your fingers, snap your neck for the...
Should have been.
Should have been what happened to that pedophile burglar. I had a cop email me and say the reason they call them burglars because that's just anybody who busts into your house. So that's automatically tied to...
Yeah, I was thinking that was a double whammy. So I'm going to steal stuff. Well, that's not
the charges, but yeah, I look at that. It's like, I don't care about the stealing at that point. You've trumped the theft.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.7